Here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Pella Christian senior football player Johnson Morgan a little bit better. Johnson, thanks for joining us. And just starting off here, any pregame rituals you have before a game on Friday nights?
I typically stick with the regular. I've got my AirPods in and I'm jamming out to music. I'm not the type to be all quiet and kind of just sit there and, like, I like to get out. I go and talk to my mom. I talk to my friends a little bit before the game, see my family, because typically my little brother's always playing before us. So I go and watch him a bit, throw around the football, and, yeah, that's typically it.
Now, you mentioned music. What type of music are you listening to before games? Is there an artist in particular or a genre, anything that you're listening to?
I listen to a mix of a lot of music. I like rap and country, but typically there's one song I always play on game day, Fear and Fridays by Zach Bryan, because, you know, games are always on Fridays, so there's always that song I've got to listen to before the game.
All right, that's a good one to get you in the right mindset. What's your favorite post-game meal or restaurant? What's your go-to after a game on Friday nights?
After a game, me and my buddies typically go to Applebee's, and when I'm there, I typically get the wings and the spinach and artichoke dip. I love that stuff.
All right, so a half-price apps guy, mm-hmm. Then.
Yep.
All right, that's a good answer there. All right, outside of playing here on Eagle Lane, where is your favorite place that you guys have played over your high school career, or is there a stadium in particular that you've enjoyed more so than others?
Well, last year's Colfax Mingo, they got their new stadium, and wow, that is one heck of a facility they've got there. And so, I mean, their turf was nice, their facility was nice, and so, yeah, I enjoyed playing there last year. They've got a nice place.
That was a pretty good place. Outside of football, I know you've been a part of several different activities, but mm-hmm. what activities are you involved in at Pella Christian currently outside of football?
Outside of football, last year I ran track, and I did the spring play also because I did quit playing baseball, but I wanted to pick up a couple other hobbies to fill time. So I also spend a lot of time in the weight room in the off season, but yeah, during the spring, track and doing the spring play.
All right. What was your favorite part about doing the spring play?
Well, I had not done high school theater before, and I had done it all the way through, not all the way through, but in seventh and eighth grade with Mrs. Oster here. And that was awesome. So I figured I'd like the experience and try it with Mr. in person.
All right. That sounds good. And, outside of, I can think of probably one really good memory for you, but when you look outside of those activities, what's one memory from your high school career here at Pella Christian that stands out above the rest?
One memory. I don't have one specific one, but I love the environment of homecoming. Homecoming week is always super, super fun every single year. I love just every year we always do the service projects before we have all of our games, and the service projects have always been just as fun, if not more fun, than some of the games that we do. And so that's always a good environment. I love the homecoming week.
All right. Now we'll specify more so high school career for high school sports. Favorite sports memory here at Pella Christian?
For me personally, last year when we played DMC, had I think four touchdowns and like 180 yards rushing. So, I mean, that was good. But then when we came back the next week and played PCM and double overtime, that was just – that's a highlight you can't pass up.
Those were some pretty good moments there. I had a feeling there. Now, we are in Iowa, so this is a question that every student gets asked when we do these Let's Get to Knows. You're either a Hawkeyes or a Cyclones fan, it feels like. For some people, that's not necessarily the case, and based on the reaction, doesn't look like you're either a Hawkeye or a Cyclone.
Yeah, that would definitely have to be the case. I don't really have a preference, but and my household's pretty split, but I don't really, like, I don't keep up with any of the college sports, like, at all. I do my fantasy league with my brothers, and I watch the players that I have on my team, and that's about it.
All right, so you're not as big a college guy. Professional teams, do you have a professional team that you prefer?
I don't even have a specific professional team that I would like to watch. Any sport, any level. Sunday football, I like to sit down with my family and, you know, eat some food and watch the games, but there's not one specific team I kind of like to pick out.
And we're getting to know Johnson Morgan here a little bit better here, a senior for the Pella Christian football team. Because you mentioned fantasy football is kind of the specific, is there a guy that you pretty much every year you're targeting? You got to have one specific player that you enjoy following, or is it just kind of a, you know, I just enjoy football and just gives me something to to root for on Sundays?
Yeah, I mean, there's not typically one specific guy. This year, I was really trying to get Christian McCaffrey, and I did, but that didn't turn out so well for me, considering he's out now with his Achilles tendonitis. So, but yeah, it's just fun to play with my brother. Some years we put some money on it, so it's always fun.
As a fellow Christian McCaffrey fantasy owner, I feel the pain in that. But, you know, looking at social media, are you active on social media? Any specific sites that you prefer over others in terms of social media?
Unfortunately, I probably do spend too much time on Instagram Reels and scrolling through those and liking all of them. So I guess you could say, I'm on Instagram a lot.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
Now we'll wrap it up with this. You know, we talked about your favorite post-game meal, looking at a different type of meal, more of a snack. What's your go-to, like, midnight snack when you're just craving something late at night?
I would have to say I love when me and my family always have puppy chow. Typically, I mean, me or my little brother, Kale, we're always the ones to make it. That or malts and popcorn. Those are always traditional snacks at our house. We love having puppy chow. And or malts. Those are the bangers.
All right, Johnson. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better today. And best of luck the rest of this football season.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Johnson Morgan here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, a senior with the Pelican Christian football team.